Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is sports to the max. A big one tonight in Seattle, Minnesota. Taking on the Seattle Seahawks. Wow. A lot on the line here. Minnesota got a lot of help on Sunday. We're going to review the playoff picture coming up momentarily. Mike Max is going to join us momentarily. Eric Nelson is going to join us momentarily. They are both at CenturyLink for the game tonight. And, of course, you'll see the game on Channel 4 and WCCO-TV tonight. It is available on ESPN as well. But we got a ton on that. Live Outdoors with Ron Shera at 7. Following the news and weather at 8, we'll begin our countdown to the Timberwolves and the Warriors from Oakland tonight. Minnesota and Golden State, our pregame show at 9 with John Fokey. Alan Horton with all the play-by-play at about 9:40 tonight. Tough one tonight for the Timberwolves. We'll see where they're at. How good are they? They've made a lot of improvements since they opened 4-9 and went 0-5 on a West Coast road trip. We'll get the latest from Jace Frederick, who covers the Timberwolves for the Pioneer Press, at about 8:10. Then at about 8:35, we're going to talk golf. Ron Syrak, golf writer extraordinaire. You see him on Golf Channel, on Morning Drive. And, of course, he's a senior writer for Golf Digest. Ron Syrak will join us as we get ready for what figures to be a big 2019 in golf. Women's Major comes to Hazeltine in 2019, and we'll see the Men's Major calendar shuffle as well, because we've got the PGA moving to May. The Players moves to March. A lot of changes on the PGA Tour as well. And, of course, the 3M Championship comes to the TPC of the Twin Cities. But right now we want to bring in Mike Max, who's at CenturyLink Field, getting ready for tonight's game. Mike, give us a scene setter.
Well, I'm about 20 yards away from Russell Wilson right now. He's got his Seattle Seahawks offense out here on the field. They're warming up. They're in their, what do you call these bright uniforms that they wear once a year or whatever. They're not real good looking. I like the old traditional Seattle Seahawk ones. The fans are starting to file in here to CenturyLink Stadium. I've never been here. They talk about how loud it gets. Of course, they built this thing around the 12th man, which is the folks that come out here on a regular basis and make this place a tough place to play. So I'm looking forward to hearing how loud it gets here. They're just starting to pick up as they pipe in the music and everything else. But it's a festive atmosphere. The clouds have subsided. I don't think there's going to be any rain here tonight. We saw some blue sky here late in the afternoon. Of course, it's a couple hours earlier here at West Coast time, and that's not going to be a factor. It's just cool, not much of a wind, and really a perfect Minnesota night in about late October for a football game.
All right, Mike, highlighter yellow, I think, is what I'd call those things.
There you go, highlighter yellow. That's exactly what it looks like when you highlight those. You're writing something, you bring the highlighter out. That's what it looks like. It doesn't look very good, but I guess it sells jerseys.
All right, Mike, real quickly, injuries. Doug Baldwin out for Seattle tonight, one of their key receivers. Meanwhile, the Vikes have some injuries, including Trey Waynes. He won't play.
Yeah, that could offset each other, those two, Baldwin and Trey Waynes. Waynes is obviously somebody they need more now with Mike Hughes out, and Xavier Rhodes, I just watched, he looks good. Looks like he's moving around real well for the Vikings. So their front seven, though, for the Vikings is very healthy, and that's important. They've got all four defensive linemen. Well, Stephen Weatherly's played an awful lot. Then you got Kendricks and Barr sitting there. They're awfully healthy. So I think they're in pretty good shape right now, the Vikings defense, that is. And, yeah, Sendejo's out, but there's not much drop-off to Anthony Harris. I think they're in good shape. They just got to stop the run tonight.
And not turn it over, a huge key there.
Yeah, and not turn it over, obviously. If Seattle can make it pay, what they want to do is grind it out. They're not real, Russell Wilson. He'd rather hand the ball off a lot and then throw when he wants to in unpredictable situations and say, if he gets outside the pocket, you get problems. I don't think he'll get outside the pocket with the Vikings' defensive game plan.
All right, Mike, you've got pregame and postgame on Channel 4 tonight.
Okay, yep, and we're about to go over to the, I got to go back to the TV side of things, but I'll talk to you real soon, Steve.
All right, there he is, Mike Max from CenturyLink. He's headed down the sideline to pick up that Channel 4 camera in the pregame show tonight ahead of the Vikes and the Seahawks. Eric Nelson joins us now from CenturyLink. He's made his way to Seattle for the game tonight. And, Eric, there is a lot on the line, but before we get into that, let's talk about the Chicago Bears and what they showed on Sunday Night Football, beating the LA Rams. The Chicago Bears are well on their way to an NFC North title.
Yeah, they've been one of the great stories so far this season in the NFL, Stevie T, and what a shutdown effort by their defense last night against Jared Goff and Todd Gurley and that fleet of Los Angeles Rams receivers to, basically render them non-existent, and they made Goff's night miserable. So the Bears step up in primetime on Sunday night. They put a lot of pressure on the Vikings, who will need a win tonight just to keep the Bears within their sights in the NFC North. But what the Bears have done this season, very impressive, and I think everybody in the NFC North minus Chicago should be upset at John Gruden and Oakland for swinging that deal and sending Khalil Mack to the NFC North, because that's been a game changer. That's tipped the balance of power in the division.
It has, and they were able to overcome a very shaky performance by Mitchell Trubisky. Their defense was that good, and they shut down an excellent Rams team.
Yeah, for sure. That defense is real. It does start with Khalil Mack, but Akeem Hicks is also a monster down low. He's a space eater. On the back end, they're making plays. I mean, Jared Goff is probably going to be a Pro Bowler this season. I mean, you can't, throw him away after one bad game, but he did not look effective at all last night. And a lot of that is because the Bears were in his face. They put pressure on him, and the Chicago Bears, to me, are a team right now trending up as we get closer and closer to the playoffs in January.
Now, if the Vikings run the table, they can still win the division, but that would mean the Bears would need to lose out. And the Bears, by the way, come to U.S. Bank Stadium in the regular season finale. So there still is hope for the Purple to get the division done, but it will be very difficult indeed. Looks like it'll be a route to the playoffs through the wild card. And lo and behold, the Vikings and the Seahawks right now are the two wild cards in the NFC.
Yeah, for sure. As we talked about yesterday, Stevie T, Minnesota got some help in the day games with Carolina losing and Philadelphia losing. Washington also went down to defeat. So even if the Vikings lose tonight, they're still going to be that number six seed in the NFC. But clearly, for obvious reasons, Minnesota wants to come in here, get a statement victory, get a signature win, something they don't have this season, in my opinion, in a tough spot, CenturyLink Field here in Seattle, and then leap past Seattle in the wild card chase. Because if they lose tonight, what you do is you keep teams like Carolina and Washington and Philadelphia. You still give them hope of maybe running down the Vikings. So this is a game with monster playoff repercussions. And also, as you said, if the Vikings win, they still have a chance to capture the NFC North. That's not something that'll be out of the question with a Viking victory tonight. But if they lose, I think the Bears are going to have trouble not winning that division. It would take a collapse.
Yeah, and the Bears with that defense, circling back around to that, you know, over the years you see elite defenses, and you think of the Baltimore Ravens led by Ray Lewis. You think of the 85 Bears and that outstanding defense from the defensive line all the way to the safeties was flat out one of the best in the history of the NFL. It's a little early to put the Bears in that category, but they're pointed in that direction.
Well, they have that swagger.
Yeah.
And you think about that 85 team, and I know the 72 Miami Dolphins would probably debate what I'm going to say, but I really believe that 85 Chicago Bears team, which lost just one game and was dominant in the regular season and the playoffs and then absolutely crushed New England in Super Bowl 20, I still think for one season that is the greatest NFL team we've ever seen. I mean, they just rolled everybody. And this Chicago team, you know, just to be in that conversation, you got to win the Super Bowl. So that's a long ways off. But the Bears are doing things the right way. Certainly Matt Nagy, the rookie head coach who came from Kansas City where he was an assistant with Andy Reid. He has propped up Mitchell Trubisky. I think the Chicago Bears right now look like a team that's built to win not just this year, but in future seasons. And a lot of that is because of that defense. They are so good. You don't have to score 30 points a night to get a victory. I mean, look what they did last night against the LA Rams.
All right. Vikes, Seahawks tonight. No surprise, Doug Baldwin out for the Seahawks. That's one less weapon for Russell Wilson. Meanwhile, the Minnesota Vikings will be without Trey Waynes. Eric Kendricks listed as questionable. Another big part of all of this is that beyond that, looks like the Minnesota Vikings are pretty healthy. A lot of key guys ready to go.
Yeah, we'll see if maybe Kentrell Brothers gets some more snaps for Minnesota if Kendricks doesn't go. And certainly they're going to miss Trey Waynes, but yep. Anthony Harris, Harrison Smith, the safeties, will try to help out. I think Holton Hill will step up and replace Waynes, and Xavier Rhodes, the Pro Bowl cornerback, is on the other side. And you mentioned Doug Baldwin. That's, you know, one of Russell Wilson's go-to guys. That's a safety net. So the Seahawks are going to have to find somebody else at the wideout position to make plays. And I'll tell you what, Stevie T, Seattle on Monday nights, all-time 23-10. That's a .697 winning percentage, number one in NFL history on Monday. So this is going to be a huge challenge for the Vikings. The Seahawks do very well in prime time. One thing we know about Pete Carroll, he can motivate, and he's going to have his group fired up and revved up in those lime green highlighter uniforms that you and Maxie were talking about. And the Vikings are going to have to meet the challenge. They're going to have to, you know, step on the field and play a clean football game. They're going to have to give Kirk Cousins time to do his thing. And you know what? They're going to need to run the football. They're going to need to establish the fact that they can move the ball on the ground.
And one of the things CenturyLink has turned into is one of the great home field advantages in the NFL, right up there with Arrowhead Stadium. I know they argue about what's the loudest stadium in the NFL, but it has been a great home field advantage for the Seahawks.
Well, a lot of people think this is the toughest venue in the National Football League to come into and leave with a victory. I mean, the way they've set this up, remember the Seahawks once upon a time played in the old Kingdom, which was located right here on these grounds. They blew that thing up and they said, you know what, we're going to go outside, but we're going to build a stadium that will be able to keep the noise in like they had at the Kingdom. So it's partially covered. The field is exposed and there won't be any weather issues, I think, tonight. I mean, a lot of rain yesterday, but right now the field is dry. I was down there a few minutes ago, but the sound does not escape. And I think architecturally, this is one of the more aesthetic venues in the National Football League. I mean, in the north end zone, they have a diamond cut or a triangular cut where you see fans sitting up in the bleacher seats, but it also allows you to get a good look at that Seattle skyline, which is picturesque, and it just has an open feel, but it also keeps the noise in. So the Vikings are going to try to not only beat the Seattle Seahawks, but the 12s. And the 12s are the fans. And you know what? I drove around Seattle. I drove up to Snoqualmie Pass yesterday in the Cascade Mountains. You see the 12 everywhere. I even saw it in the Cascades on the side of the mountain. So they proudly put that 12 up wherever they can. They really feel like they can help the Seahawks win games. And I think they have in the past.
All right, always great. Enjoy the game.
All right, thanks, DVT.
All right, there he is, Eric Nelson from CenturyLink. We had Mike Max and Eric Nelson at CenturyLink tonight. We appreciate their updates. Here's the NFC playoff picture. The number one seed, the Saints. The number two, the Rams. The number three right now is the Chicago Bears by way of their victory over the Rams at Soldier Field. You've got the Cowboys, the four seed at 8-5. They have command now of the NFC East. Seattle, the number five, the top wild card. The Vikes, win or lose tonight, will hang on to the number six seed. Carolina, Philadelphia, Washington at 6-7. Green Bay with their big victory at home over Atlanta, 5-7-1. And you can't count them out yet. I think there are scenarios where Green Bay gets into the playoffs. By the way, after tonight, the Vikes return home and take on Miami. And Miami just on the outside looking in. They have a shot. They're 7-6 and in the hunt for a playoff spot in the AFC. It's Wigs and Jewelers time at 6:48. Diamond stud earrings are always a perfect gift. Shop the Twin Cities' best selection at Wigs and Jewelers in Bloomington. Let's get an update on the roadways, and let's bring in Jerry Peterson. Five minutes now in front of 7, all the news and weather at 7, then live outdoors. Ron Scher is in studio and ready to go. The winter meetings are underway in Las Vegas. Harold Baines headed to the Hall of Fame. He met the media today, and he knows there's a lot of fans questioning whether his credentials are worthy of the Hall of Fame, and he's not at all worried about that. Why would he? Meanwhile, Yankee general manager Brian Cashman, according to the Associated Press, says he's been talking about Manny Machado with the infielder's agent, but no word. He's looking for in the neighborhood of a $300 million deal. Some other rumors floating around at the winter meetings, but there have been some signings. A person familiar says the Kansas City Royals and outfielder Billy Hamilton have agreed to a $5.2 million contract for next season. That includes up to $1 million in incentives. I saw on one of the websites today, and this is from the rumor mill, but John Heyman is reporting that the Twins are in the mix for free agent DH Nelson Cruz, along with Houston and Tampa Bay. The 38-year-old Cruz just completed a four-year deal with the Mariners where he hit .284 and a major league leading 163 home runs in that period. So there you go. Twins apparently in the mix for Nelson Cruz. Of course, they signed C.J. Cron, and they have Tyler Austin that could be down at first and handle some DH duties. So there you go. Something happening. And speaking of the hot stove, Chris Atterbury and our Twins Hot Stove Show comes your way Wednesday nights at 6 here on the home of the Twins. News Talk 830 WCCO, 22 degrees, south winds at 5 miles an hour. Our dew point stands at 18. Once again, Ron Shera, ready to go with Live Outdoors following the news.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.